In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. A person died Saturday on the Manitou Incline after experiencing breathing issues. The medical emergency closed the incline for about 3 hours. The incline is built on the route of an old cable railway, climbs over 2,000 vertical feet in more than 2,700 steps. The Colorado Department of Transportation has approved a new 10-year plan for more than 250 road projects across the state. CPR's Haley May reports.
Key initiatives in the plan include the Colorado Mountain Rail and Frontier Range Passenger Rail projects, the Federal Boulevard Bus Rapid Transit Project, and I-70 Mountain Corridor repairs. The plan also aims to continue improving Colorado's road ratings by bettering pavement conditions and replacing aging infrastructure like bridges. The agency says its approved priorities were informed by a large public outreach process that engaged local governments, transportation partners, and thousands of individual residents. Haley May, CPR News.
As Colorado heads into summer with severe drought and historically low snowpack, Denver is still moving forward with opening its outdoor public pools. City officials say they're considered essential cooling spaces, especially during extreme heat. Instead of cutting back there, Parks and Recreation says it'll meet a 20% water reduction target by scaling back irrigation and other conservation efforts. City's outdoor pools will open on June 8th. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It's 6 minutes past 7 o'clock. Keep it tuned for Colorado Matters. That is next, followed by Fresh Air tonight at 8.